Track 3, What God Says. I'm reading from the Passion Translation for many of these scriptures. Exodus 23, verse 25. You worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. He will take away sickness from you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. He will give you a full life span. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. He has set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Psalm 91, verses 9 and 10, and 14 through 16. When you live your life within the shadow of God Most High, your secret hiding place, you will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against you or disease infect you? For here is what the Lord has spoken to you. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. With your whole heart, with your whole life, and with your innermost being, you bow in wonder and love before the holy God. Yahweh, he is your soul celebration. How could you ever forget the miracles of kindness he has done for you? He kissed your heart with forgiveness in spite of all you've done. He healed you inside and out from every disease. He rescued you from hell and saved your life. He crowned you with love and mercy. He satisfies your every desire with good things. He supercharged your life so that you soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. Psalm 107, verse 19 and 20. Then you cried out, Lord, help me, rescue me. And he did. God spoke the words, be healed. And you were healed, delivered from death's door. Psalm 118, verse 17. You will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Let me say that again. You will not die, but live, and you will proclaim what the Lord has done. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me. For I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Yet he was the one who carried your sickness and endured the torment of your sufferings. You viewed him as one who was being punished for something he himself had done, as one who was struck down by God and brought low. But it was because of your rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of your sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made you completely whole, and in his wounding, you found your healing. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. But God restores you to health and heals your wounds, declares the Lord. Matthew 18, verses 18 and 19. Receive this truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be considered to be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you release on earth will be considered to be released in heaven. Again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in a symphony of prayer, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. Matthew 21, verse 21. Jesus replied, "Listen to the truth. If you have no doubt of God's power and you speak out of faith's fullness, you can be the ones who speak to a tree and it will wither away. Even more than that, you could say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and be thrown into the sea,' and it will be done." Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said to them, "As you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race. Whoever believes the good news and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe the good news will be condemned. And these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. They will speak in tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous, and they will lay hands on the sick and heal them." 1 Peter 2, verse 24. He himself carried your sins in his body on the cross so that you would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Your instant healing flowed from his wounding. 1 John 3, verses 21 and 22. My delightfully loved friends, when your heart doesn't condemn you, you have a bold freedom to speak face to face with God. And whatever you ask of him, you receive because you keep his commands. And by your beautiful intentions, you continue to do what brings pleasure to him. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. Since you have this confidence, you can also have great boldness before him. For if you present any request agreeable to his will, he will hear you. And if you know that he hears you in whatever you ask, you also know that you have obtained the requests you ask of him. 3 John 12. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Thank you.
from your side. Signs and wonders destined for your bride. And in your wounds, broken and bruised, and in your stripes, the King of the Jews from an empty tomb brought us back to life. Chains be loosed, and by your stripes, the King of good news, we rise in you, declaring life. And by your wounds, all chains, and by your stripes, the King of good news, we rise in you, declaring life. Oh, oh. And it is finished, and it is just begun.
And in you, Jesus.